See you again.
How do you feel? How's the rehab going?
I feel great, man. The rehab's been going good. I've been taking steps day by day. You know, this process here, you got to kind of, you know, take yourself to another level and challenge yourself every day. So that's the only way you're going to get it better. But it's been going great, and you know, I've been getting out of it.
Take us back to when you first got hurt. Were you down at all for a few days, or did you kind of bounce right back and say, hey, I'm going to be as good as new? Or what was your reaction initially?
Yeah, I was definitely disappointed because I always wanted to be out there for my team to help them win. You know, that's what I came here for, to help the organization win football games. And, you know, injuries is part of the game. You know, you got to accept that and run with it. But, you know, us as players, we want to be out there so bad to where sometimes we don't accept it. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have teammates around me that, you know, comfort me at the moment, coaches, my family. And I kind of got through the process kind of smooth. And, you know, these guys and my family, they still here to this day, and, you know, helping me get through the process, you know, pushing me through rehab and stuff like that. But, you know, I was disappointed because I wanted to be out there for my team.
What's your goal? Made that cut, Dalvin, did you know right away that something was bad?
I made a cut because I never had a leg injury except for like a hamstring or something. I kind of like, you know, felt it. It was kind of like a funny feeling, what I felt. But I kind of knew something was wrong, but it just wasn't hurting. And I just kept telling the trainers, like, I'm good. Like, ain't nothing wrong with me. But, you know, next day, got stiff up, and, you know, I knew something, you know, was wrong. And, you know, we took care of it.
What's the goal, Dalvin? Do you say, like, mini camp? What target dates do you have for yourself?
Right now, at this stage, you kind of like, you know, you take it day by day, you know. And, you know, you get to a point where you kind of, where you start setting goals. But right now, at this point, you know, we're just taking it day by day and, you know, just getting out of it, you know, real hard. And, you know, just take it day by day right now. But it is a come a point in the process where you start setting goals. You know, I think it's just a little too early for me, you know, start setting goals right now.
You lock her next to Teddy, and he's been through the ultimate. What's he tell you?
Just keep my head down, man. Keep working, man. You know, he right there next to me every day, you know, pushing me, telling me, you know, just keep your head down, keep working. You know, you done been through it. And, you know, Teddy's just a good guy overall, you know, just to have in your corner, you know, when you're going through tough times like this. If he didn't go through it, you know, he still knows the right stuff to say to you and just, you know, to get you through the whole process. So, you know, it's great having, you know, Teddy here with me.
Have you hit some benchmarks, though, like no more crutches, for example?
Yeah, I'm off the crutches, man. I'm up here. I'm off the crutches. That's a good feeling, man, being off the crutches. I'm walking. You know, and, you know, that was my main goal, you know, got the crutches right away, fast as I could, and, you know, we did that, you know, and right now, I'm just, you know, trying to get my full strength back.
When did you get off the crutches?